If you can hear that. Oh, they got the music going now. There's a group of Purdue fans down here in the corner as the team's coming off. You probably can't pick it up. Hey, but Club Memorial Stadium has started again. So, yeah, I just read my text from the brain. In fact, can I keep this recording while I do that? I'm on my phone, if you didn't know that I do that on here. Let's see. Yes. From the Brain Trust. And I should add my friend Tom to the Brain Trust. Should do another podcast with him. His text is starting over again, such pain. Craig's text is just wow. Martin O'Donnell's text is I'm sick. Steve's text is welp. And that's that. I mean, I came over here last night. If you didn't read my little stream of consciousness post, I started it. I'm like, I feel like we're going to lose tomorrow, and I don't want to write that. So I'm going to go to Memorial Stadium. I'm going to sit by Red Grange, and I'm going to get inspired. So I drove over here, and then I got kicked out of the stadium because the gate wasn't supposed to be open, and a security guard booted me away from Red, and so I couldn't. So I sat there off the north corner of the stadium, and I pulled out my laptop and I wrote and I couldn't find it in to say we were going to win today. After watching the tape last week, after thinking about the fourth quarter's trailing, I just came to this moment of it's not happening, and it's not going to happen. And you know, Purdue is going to take that tomorrow, and they're going to step on that. And that's, you know, that's what played out. So, you know, it's so crazy. It's so crazy to be standing here again. You know, felt this. You know, we knew for Zook. Actually, since they had six wins, we didn't really know that we knew. Probably until Wisconsin came back after we led and we dropped the punt at the two and we turned the ball over, and we just knew then. And then Minnesota, of course, cinched it. With Turner, we thought we knew after the 1-11, but then he came back for another year and 3-8, and you know, that 3-8 year was as this is over, why are we doing this kind of thing. With Tepper, we knew as soon as we knew pretty soon with Tepper. The switching of offensive coordinators that year, what was that, 94-95, and the loss of Chris Redmond to Louisville because of it, and all that. So we knew then, and perhaps I was stubborn. You know, perhaps, you know, I got wooed by the whole, look, since I started the blog, all I've written about is why won't we ever build a program? Why don't we schedule like we have a program? Why do we just let attrition happen? Why do we play so many? Why don't we redshirt people? Why everyone else builds like that, and we've just like, oh, we'll try a new coach. Oh, it's probably a new coordinator. So to finally see a coach like that's all about those things, you know, I get wooed by it. And I in the off season, I'm like, I don't know if it's going to work, and could be Gary Moeller, and it could be Mike White, but you know, I believe in what Beckman's doing because he's doing those things. Keep the same coordinators, keep everything the same, keep people from flunking out, keep people from getting arrested, keep people in the program, build it to the point where every team you have has, you know, 27 seniors on the roster. And that's what was pointing toward. And what I missed, you know, I even defended. So people would come back to me with, well, Buddy's a moron and he can't coach and you should see that. And I get that, but every person who's ever built a program like that has lost a lot because they're playing young guys and building for the future. And so you don't know yet. You don't know. Yes, he might be a complete moron, but you just don't know until you get up into year three, year four, and you are playing those guys, and then you see what you have. So I spent so much energy saying, we don't know yet, we don't know yet, and we know. Oh my gosh, I cannot tell you the rush of emotion to say those words. You know, I know I'm going to be in Rantoul. I know I'm going to be, you know, next summer I'm going to probably write a 40,000 word preview of the team, breaking down every player and every scheme and everything else. But what are we looking at now? You know, a big scheme change next year means nothing, and it's just, here we go again. And it's just so hard to face it again. So much pain in that. Oh, invest so much, and to see it not there just hurts. You know. And I had somebody ask me, he's like, "Are you just predict Purdue would win today? You know, everybody else, every other writer predicted Illinois would win. Are you just doing this to protect yourself, to, you know, to see if you blah blah blah?" And I said, "No, this isn't like some, well, then I'll feel okay if they lose because, you know, at least I predicted it and I get to look like a, no, I don't want to predict this team to lose. I want a winning football team, and I can't find anything in me that will pause until that happens. So to see how big the road is, it's just so hard. You know, you look at the Royals, you look at the Kansas City Royals, 29 years their fans had to deal with just, it's never happening. And for them to be up 2-0 in this series, and it has to be the most amazing feeling in the world. For me, I know I've got it in me, but who wants to face that? Is this how people feel when they didn't train for a marathon? Like, I don't know if I can even go a mile, and I'm supposed to go 26? What? I can't. I don't have it in me. And then you find a way, and then it pays off and everything else. But standing here right now, oof. It's just so painful. Just so hard to face. You know, I got a lot of, I tweeted something about Christian DeLauro because he looked good in a series, and I'm always, you know, when I'm in the press box or when I'm watching, I'm just watching the players and like, oh, hey, that's notable. And I get all this, you know, I get some anger back, like, oh, Lincoln Theater, other than that, how's the, you know, that's not how I view this team. It's not how I view football. I view football that this is my team. And I want to know more about my team than any other person on earth. So I use my vacation, and I use my spare time, and I stay up till 2 a.m., and I review tape, and I want to know everything I can so I can be best informed. So then when I get to the point where all of that study leads me to say, I don't think we're going to beat Purdue, and I have to put that out there, and then I have to watch it, that's just so hard. And I'm not the only one. I'm not saying, like, oh, I'm the Mr. Fan. You know, like, walk through the tailgating thing. You know how many people out there want to see a good program here? You know how big the crowd was today? To have all of that and all of these people and so and millions of people in the state who've been dying for a good football program to follow. And then to have it be this is just so hard. And if you're listening to this, you know that. So, I'm there. Eye test failed. Maybe a 3-9 season? I can't see another win. And here we go again. Go on.